Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is Thursday, Dream Themes Thursday. It's July 20th, 2017. We're just mowing along here. I can't believe the summer. We're like in the middle, I guess we can say in the middle of the summer, but in Los Angeles, it is literally summer until the end of October. It doesn't go away. Like our hottest months, even though we've had really hot months generally, are August, September, and October, if you could imagine. So we still have a lot of heat coming in our way, but we're right in the middle of it all. So I hope you guys are enjoying your summer. So today, we've got two dreams, one really long one. So we're going to go for the first one. It's a shorty. It's by it's Susan, and let's go for her dream. So Dream Theme Thursday. Hi, Nadia. It is amazing how much I dreamt in the past couple nights, but this particular one got me. I saw a mountain goat on a garbage truck, and it was on top of the pile, but stuck there with its head sticking out. I was just watching. Somehow it belonged there, although it was a live animal. Then the truck started compressing the garbage, and, well, the goat got compressed too. I heard how its neck broke, oh, and knew it was dead. Holy cow, okay. The entire time I was watching, because I could not do anything, the goat was looking the other way, and I could only see the back of its head and its horns. I knew it was a mountain goat, and it was male. When it was dead, I was okay with it. I was a little sad, but it had to go with the trash. And I turned around a little bit upset with myself because I showed so little compassion. In my heart, I knew the goat was okay and just in another place living another life there. It just ended its life in the dumpster. Oh, my God, writing this, I kind of know what it means. So curious. Ha ha. Love, Susan. Okay, as I'm reading this joke, it is kind of like a joke with the goat dying. It's just like, oh, my God, but you know, when you dream that something dies, it's a renewal. It's like you let go of a huge part of you, so big that it was as big as a full life. But it was okay that the life ended. I know that as I'm reading this, I'm like, ah, and you hear the neck break, and it just was a lot to hear. But there's a lot behind these kinds of dreams. Because what it is that a part of you, it's not that you didn't feel compassion, it's that you let a part of you go already, and this was letting you know that it's gone and it's okay. Whatever's gone, it's okay that it's gone. And there's something huge to that, because we tend to want to hold on to everything. We want everything to be okay. We want everyone to be okay. We want every part of us to never leave. We want to hold on and make sure that, you know, nothing changes. But when things change, it's a good thing. It's a great thing. But we don't look at it that way. We're taught that, oh, you've changed. Oh, times have changed. Oh, things used to be better. Oh, remember when? But there's things we carry that honestly aren't meant to be with us any longer. So when we are forcing ourselves to hold on to things, now we're holding ourselves back. And what happened was the fact that the goat was in the garbage and it was alive and then got killed with the garbage and just taken out with the trash is the stuff that was alive and well driving you to make decisions you were making, driving you to feeling bad about certain things because you're still carrying them, driving you to let go and let it be as it is. You know, there's two songs, actually. I know that sounds weird, but every once in a while, I don't know how many of you guys have those Alexas from, I got one for Christmas from, it was just a, it's always in the room, and when you talk, sometimes it answers you, and it scares me to death, because if I'm alone, it's there it is, you know, something talking back. But I always ask it to play these two songs over and over again, and one of them is Let It Be by the Beatles. If you really just listen to that song, it's awesome. And then there's the one by the Rolling Stones that basically says you can't always get what you want, but you'll find sometimes that you get what you need. Wanting and needing are two different things. So it's really interesting that those two songs just always remind me, and both of them were written a long time ago. They're not new songs, but the discovery behind them, putting them out, speaking truth in a song, is just like your dream. It spoke truth to you. It's like, all right, you're taking out the trash. The only thing that's left that lets you know it's alive is that the head is still moving. But it's over. It's gone. Let it go. Just be free of it. And it's funny that it's a goat because, you know, goats have been encompassing my life. It's amazing that everywhere I go, there's goats. And then it quieted down. The message was clear. Because goats have, there's something very resilient about a goat. It's not that you saw a pig there or you saw a horse in there. Or you saw a cat or a dog, you saw a goat. Because even though it's gone, it doesn't mean you're gone. There is a resilience in you. And it's okay to let things go. It's okay to understand that they can go. You know, I posted yesterday a post about anger. And it's an interesting one because, you know, we forget that we all have somewhere in us a little bit of hidden anger. Does that mean it's bad? Not at all. We just think of anger as something that we throw at other people. But this one, I just wrote, hidden angers reveal more about us than they do about the other person. So Frances Robinson writes in a comment, she writes, is this a good topic for a show? Some causes of hidden anger might surprise people. One of them is not being able to let things go. And yes, Francis, it is a good topic for a show. But one of them is to not let things go. Because the more you carry, the heavier it is to carry all that. So when you're in an argument with someone or a disagreement, stuff comes out of you that shocks even you at times. I know people who drive, they're like normal, quiet, loving people as they're going along in life. And then they're driving and somebody doesn't even cut them off, just gets in front of them, and they're swearing their heads off. And all this stuff comes out because they feel justified, and yet when you see what just happened, there wasn't that much happening. Yet that person had to release it in that way. So having dreams like this, it's like giving you permission that all this garbage you're carrying, you can actually take it out and throw it out. And you'll still live to tell about it. It's exactly the same as, let's say you have a garage. I walk a lot, and the other day I was walking, and there's this house, a beautiful house. It's one of my favorites when I walk by, and it's in a nice shaded area no matter how hot it is outside, and it's just got this perfect little spot. And I see it all the time. And then one day I was walking by, and the garage was open to the house. That garage was filled with boxes all the way to the door. I don't even know why they bothered to open the door of the garage, except maybe they had to go in and get something. And I looked at that, and I go, wow. I don't even want to see the rest of the house. This is a house is probably clean as a whistle. But in this little storage, well, it was a big garage. It's a 3-car garage. But in that storage, there wasn't room to breathe. And I thought, man, the person who gets to clean this out is gonna feel great. I love to clean things. And sometimes when I get too heavy with requests or too heavy with things to do, I go find something and I will really just spend a day on it because it resets me to clean it all out. And this dream is saying, you're cleaning it out and keep cleaning, and it's okay to throw away what you need to get rid of. Getting rid of stuff is just as important as the stuff you keep. And when you do get rid of stuff, you don't realize this is happening in your mind, but you're actually making decisions on what you need and what you don't. So the stuff you keep, you're keeping for a reason, which also strengthens you. Again, back to why it was a goat. The strength, the resilience. But you can still go on. It's amazing. You know, just even you feeling like you had no compassion. And normally you have a lot of compassion for animals because you've written before, we've talked before. But in this case, you didn't, because in your dream, it was all about releasing. I know you kind of knew what it meant, but there's so many angles to it, and it's so cool. So thank you for sharing that dream with us, Susan. And I don't think you're in there today, but I know you'll get to this show later. So thank you for sending it in. Bye-bye. And now I've got another one. This one is so long that I don't know if I could read it all. However, I will try. Let me see. So I was sending, she sent a dream. This is Princess Leah. Let me see. Okay, so I was in an oddly shaped house as the top room had been built later onto the existing structure. I was in the highest of the original rooms looking out the window. I thought what would I do if someone tried to shoot me? To my surprise, I suddenly really saw an assassin hiding outside from my height. I could see him. I thought I would do what I always do in such dream situations, which is because conscious of the fact that I am dreaming, and then I decided to be okay. I would hide below the window, and the bullet wouldn't go through the wall. But to my surprise, it did, and I had realized that hoping that I'd be fine wasn't enough. I had to make sure I would be fine. Then I made for the place near the door where I could hide behind a whole room that was in between, so I have a better chance. It's like the whole time it was half really happening, but also me thinking about it, and half made it, but it was also just hoping I would. Then I was in the room below that one. There was a big switch. I wanted to switch on the light. I don't know what it was for, and having doubts of curiosity, I pressed it. It was not the light. It was a loud housing alarm. I tried to switch it off, but didn't know how. My grandma came in and asked me to switch it off. For some reason, I couldn't or didn't tell her that I didn't know how. She didn't tell me. I pressed it again, hoping it would switch off, but it would just change the tune. How funny. My granny seemed to be getting annoyed, saying, just switch it off. I don't know how, and she didn't know that I didn't know. I pressed it again, and then it switched off. But before I noticed that I had a lead, pressed it again, and it went on again. I knew now that I had to press it 2 more times to get it to stop again, but my Grammy probably didn't know, so she just went ahead and did it herself. Afterwards, I saw that she was drying onions hanging from a thread from her window handle. I asked, are these onions you are drying? But didn't receive a reply. I thought if I already knew that there were onions and that's why she didn't reply. But once again and twice more, that, and then I got the answer yes. So then I saw another thing hanging there to dry, and it was a red pepper. She told me about it and asked if I wanted a bite. I went close and smelled it, and it smelled absolutely amazing. Then I noticed that there was something hung onto it, and that was a garlic clove. That's what had made it smell great. Grandma examined to me how she had done it, and that was, it was to enhance the flavor and make it more amazing when cooking, because the pepper absorbed all the beautiful flavors while drying with the garlic inside. I felt like she was telling me all these things from her time that would outlast her age within me, and I could always fall back on this technique, if not her. Then I found myself probably in yet another room below these. I hope you don't mind that I will describe it, but there was a bed, and I was trying to sleep with my husband. Okay, so this dream, it's kind of taking you through your fears first. It's interesting, the fears first being that somebody wants to kill you. And that dream, when somebody is trying to kill you and you're trying to get away, you have to ask yourself, what are you doing in your daily life that somebody in your life is disagreeing with? Because you're seeing that somebody's trying to, like, sniper kill you. They don't even want you to know who they are. They're just, like, outside, and they're going to shoot through the walls. You got away, and you made it to safety. Your grandmother was the safety. But in it, I would pay attention to, you know what? What's going on in my life that maybe I should remove myself from or get out of the way of? Because you spent that time in your dream trying to get away from the bullet. So you have to ask yourself, what are you trying to get away from? What do you want to get away from? What do you need to get away from? Are you in a situation where maybe you need to distance yourself? But then you go to safety. You know, you knew how to hit the switch. You knew how to protect yourself. So that's a good thing. When you know how to protect yourself, you know how to find refuge. And it's interesting because you write about your grandmother a lot in your dreams, and your dreams are very detailed. And you're able to write them out, which is good because there's a lot of stuff in there. Just the kinds of spices that she was drying, the onions, the peppers, the garlic, they're all the flavorings of life. They're the things they make spices from. So it is the spice of life. It's not like she was just cooking rice and chicken. She was drying pepper. She was going through the process of understanding that the spice of life is what makes life great. And that's a message, because one minute you're running away from an assassin, somebody who wants to hurt you, and you find refuge with family, and you're dealing with the spice of life. And that spice of life is where you need to focus. More of your dream was in there than it was in getting killed. But you knew how to set the alarm, which says that you know that when you are putting yourself in a position of upsetting somebody, you're actually conscious of it. You actually know you're doing it. So the fact that somebody was trying to kill you was that you were found out. So now you're found out, you know you're doing it. And it's almost like you say, okay, I'm not going to do that anymore. Let me run to safety. And you run into the spice of life, which you have a lot of spice for life. But know where to sprinkle your pepper. Know where to put the garlic. Know where to put the onions. Know how to flavor your life in a more productive way. Then you won't have to hide out in any room. You will be free to be wherever you are. Keep that one in mind. That's huge. Keep in mind that you were in refuge with a grandmother, somebody who could protect you. Just keep that in mind. And then you go to your husband, and honestly, in that part of the dream, it's basically no one can help you but you. It wasn't that he was helpless in the dream. It was that nobody can help you but you. You can help yourself. Nobody comes into our heads, into our hearts, and tells us not to rile things up. That can only come from us. We can't hide. We can run away, but we can't really hide, because what we try to hide, that just that comment about hidden angers came up a lot yesterday. And I wrote it because I was dealing with somebody I believe has many hidden angers. I could tell them I love them all day, all night, and then go around the block a few times and say it again, and they'll still look at me and want to fight back. Actually, I had two in one day the other day, and then yesterday it continued with one of them. And then I said, you know, this is exhausting. When somebody cannot see what they're doing, when it comes to anger, it's a very hard thing to witness, because no matter what you say, they're going to poke a hole in it. And what they really want to do is piss people off. They want to upset them. They want to make them angry. They want to hurt them. They want to show them they're wrong. And that they have a right to hold on to all that anger and all that stuff, and then come back and explain and come back and apologize. And then they try to tell you that what they said really meant something, and now they want to justify it. That takes a lot of time, a lot of energy. So you finally get to a place where you have to hide from someone because they want to shoot you. But you found a safety, which means that you can stop doing that now. You can now go on, and you can now grow on. And you will find refuge in the elders who have already experienced these kinds of behaviors and now are just dealing with the spice of life, the best of life. And you can too. And she was teaching you how, even though it was through the peppers and the garlics and all of these, she was teaching you how. And take that lesson. Take the lesson. It doesn't take much to spice up life. It takes a lot more energy to rile things up in other places. And then people wonder, why, well, what did I do? What did I say? I just did this. I just said that. And then you went to your husband, and you guys wanted to sleep together, and he couldn't perform completely. And that's because it's not his job to help you. It is your job to help you. It's your job to help you. Nobody can do your work for you other than you. Nobody. Nobody can live your life for you. When you go back home and you leave here, nobody can stand there and take accounting for your life. You can only do that for your life. But I will tell you this, and this is something this week, for whatever reason, it was prevalent in my week. I've kept these things away from me as much as I could. And still it caught up to me twice in a week. Of the explainers, of having to keep telling me as though I didn't know. And no matter what I answer, they're still repeating the same thing over and over again, because it's not about my answer. It's about the repetition of them only hearing themselves and nobody else. You think they hear you, but they might acknowledge it, but what they extract from what you sent them isn't what you sent them or told them or had a conversation about. The things they remember. It's like two people having a conversation on a phone, and one of them asks the other one, you know what? You ask me a question, I want to answer you, but I'm asking you, please do not interrupt me because you interrupt quite a bit and I will lose my flow. And the other one says, okay. So you start answering the question and you're not going fast enough. Or you're not floating their boat, or you're not giving them what they want. And all of a sudden they interrupt. And you answer the interruption, you're nice about it. Second interruption, you're okay about it. Third interruption, now you don't even remember what you were saying. And you ask the person and you start getting aggravated and you swear and you say, shut the blank up. Now the other person, all they remembered was you saying, shut the blank up. They don't remember that they interrupted you three times. They don't even acknowledge that you asked. And then when you bring it up, they're like, oh yeah, but what you said was just so stupid. I had to interrupt. And you say, but you know what? I have to go in a flow. And you ask me a big question. It's not something I could just say yes or no to. And then they start telling you why they did it. And now forget the topic at hand. Now you're into a whole other atmosphere of conversation. And then they say to you, they start insulting you. They're like, wow, you know, look at your reaction because you swore. And they'll be like, well, you have a big ego. You better watch out for that. And you have a lot of anger. And you're listening. And you know that's not you. Nobody's ever even said it to you, but you know it's not you. But they believe it's you. But what they did was just described exactly what they did. It's a classic case of projection. And when people have hidden angers like that, that's how it looks when it comes out. So when you dream somebody's trying to kill you and you're trying to get away, that's an acknowledgement that you know somebody's trying to kill you. I mean, not for real in real life, but that somebody's trying to kill what you're doing, and you may or may not see it, but you are conscious that it brings out a reaction that you don't like. So take a look around today at what's going on in your life, and if there's anything there that you need to seek refuge from and learn a better way through elders. And I know going to your husband after all of that and things not working there, but you're trying to make them work because it has nothing to do with your husband, by the way. It just has to do with the fact that it's your thing to solve. He cannot solve it for you. Whatever it is that's going on in your life, take a look. There was another long part of the dream, but I don't even think that we need, it's like a whole different dream within this one. But this was more than enough for you to just pay attention to your life, pay attention to what you put out there, pay attention to the people who are trying to teach you to grow. It's just time to grow, time to pay attention to the fact that it's your self-accounting, not anybody else's. Everything we do goes back to us. That was something that Christ says to me over and over again, and I didn't want it to be true. I wanted to believe that other people affected my life. But I found out that nobody affects my life the way I do because I'm the only one with me everywhere I go. I'm the only one who knows my inner thoughts. So I have to be in that, accountable for who I am. And a lot of times we can talk back to the thought, hey, you know what? I don't like this thought. Because sometimes we take those thoughts we don't like and we use them on other people. We create a way to bring that thought to a reality, whether it's a positive thought or a negative thought. Sometimes when we're kind of aggravated, we almost look for someone to fight with. We wait for someone to dare to do something to us, to upset us. And I call that moving target day. That's it. Whoever's in front of you and they're going to walk by you, they're going to get it. So pay attention. That's a big, great dream of paying attention, seeking refuge from people who have been there. for someone to take care of your business. You guys, thank you for your dreams. I will see you tomorrow on Questions Friday. I love you. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit